Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, and DS Services of Cass City for all of your grain handling needs. The Huron Daily Tribune, home of the Prep Zone. Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Four Motors of Caro at Four Shoreline of Sebring. North Star Bank, guiding the way. D&M Cabinet Shop, Valley Enterprises, USA Schools, think USA. Bayport State Bank, ensure health, better life. Are you sure? Internet services are provided by Agar Valley Services on the Blazing Spear, their TrueNet 4G wireless network. Go to agarvalleyservices.com for broadband internet that you can count on. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. It was on this day in 1983 the final television episode of MASH aired on CBS. A record 125 million people watched the finale in the United States, capping off a 256-episode run spanning 11 seasons. The hit show featuring Alan Alda, Wayne Rogers, McLean Stevenson, and Loretta Swit found a very refined balance between drama and comedy, tackling the topic of a foreign war from a field hospital's perspective. In 1983, only 83 million homes in America had a television set, which makes that 125 million viewing number even more impressive. The only broadcast to have more viewers in the MASH finale? That'd be the Apollo 11 moon landing in 1969, where an estimated 150 million Americans tuned in. One person who's always tuned in, and more likely tuned in both of those episodes, who is the Thumb of Basketball Man himself, and that's to my right to this evening, that'd be Coach John Mooney.
Clark, taking a look at both events, it was nice to be alive during it, to tell you the truth. But as far as the former MASH, well, you know, the only thing referenced as far as MASH was concerned with me was my favorite potatoes.
The show was filmed on two sets, in fact, one on a soundstage in CBS Television City, and the other a ranch in the hills north of Los Angeles. In fact, a wildfire destroyed most of the set while filming the final few episodes of the series. So what the writers do? Well, they wrote in the story, of course.
Yeah, well, okay, when life deals you lemons, you go ahead and make lemonade. We may witness that tonight. Who knows?
One team that's trying to stay out of the emergency ward would be the away team tonight. The Bad Axe Hatchets have shown moments of greatness, but as of late, they have fallen on tough times, winning just four of their last 10 games.
Well, while Bad Axe has been struggling, there's no doubt about that. You know, there are two teams that the Hatchets really get in gear for. The first one's the Lakers, and the second one, I think, is USA. So we're in for a good match.
On the other side of the ball, the USA Patriots are looking to cap off their fourth straight Greater Thumb West title with a win tonight.
Yeah, the Patriots evidently are the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, what an incredible run they've had.
It's the final game of the Greater Thumb West play, and the outcome of tonight's game has a direct effect. March Madness is nearly upon us, and we are in for a treat tonight. It's the Bad Axe Hatchets on the road at the USA Patriots right here on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Agar Valley Services. We'll return in just after this.
I'm Devin Urien from Owendale. I've been here at Moore Shoreline just less than 2 years. I was selling insurance, and was talking to an insurance friend of mine and was looking for a career change, and he's a good customer here and mentioned that I should come apply to be a car salesman here. A lot of fun, very different than what I'm used to, but definitely enjoyable. Meeting new people every day, helping people get into cars that are right for them and will be good for their needs. The thing that brings me the most satisfaction here at Moore Shoreline is putting good people in good vehicles and providing good service. I love working here at Moore Shoreline because we try to go above and beyond every day for our customers' needs. I love the new technology. I think it's what makes Chevy Buick more competitive is the new safety features, the new technologies such as the new tailgate on the pickups. I find it, that it makes us very competitive, and I think it's cutting edge and very new and exciting. If you're in need of a new or used vehicle, come see me, Devin Urien, at Moore Shoreline today so I can see what I can do for you. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. They know that the foundation for a good education starts in the classroom, but they also know that a well-rounded student needs more than just what can be taught from a book. Studies show that students that participate in a sport, club, or school activity are much more likely to feel connected to their school, perform better, and attend regularly. USA is committed to creating opportunities for everybody, from music and band programs to sports, FFA, robotics, student council, drama, and more. USA Schools has a plethora of activities to suit almost any student. USA Schools also knows that none of these activities would be possible for our students without the time volunteered by our parents, faculty, teachers, and the school board. Thanks to all of you for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools, go to the website, think-usa.org, or call 989-883-2360.
Are you looking for the latest local basketball scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page. For all the latest local sports scores and information, brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. Tonight's game on the Prep Zone is sponsored by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. On the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the Talk of the Thumb.
Have you checked out Thumb Cellular's February specials? Leap into Thumb Cellular for some great leap year savings.
You can save up to $80 on Android smartphones from Samsung, LG, Motorola, and CAT.
Plus, if you upgrade to any new smartphone, including iPhone, you'll get 15 gigs of bonus data, too.
Wait, there's more. Need an accessory for your phone? Get $10 off a screen protector and case bundle purchase.
Also, get 25% off all wireless fast chargers. It's time you headed to Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. For more details, go to thumbcellular.com/deals.
Leap into these great savings today. You even get an extra day to save. Valid now through February 29th, 2020. Two-year contract required for phone savings and bonus data. Terms and conditions apply.
Listening to the WLW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. You can also download in replay format and podcast form on iTunes, Switcher, TuneIn Radio, wherever you get your podcasts. We are there. It's the Bad Axe Hatchets on the road tonight, taking on the USA Patriots. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney from high above the gym at USA Country in our Agar Valley courtside seats. Let's talk about that away team for a second. The Bad Axe Hatchets, they enter tonight with a 10-6 overall record. Five of those six losses have come in the last seven games. In the Greater Than West, they are 6-5. That puts them tied for third place with Cass City and four games out of first place. Mark Krug is the coach for the Bad Axe Hatchets. 7 years at the helm, going 84-57 over that time. That's a .596 batting average since 2014. On offense, Bad Axe is the sixth best offensive attack in the Greater Thumb Conference, but 13 points less than the Patriots. That's at averaging 49.6 per game. On defense, Bad Axe is allowing 42.2. And tonight, in fact, we have the two best defenses in the entire conference, USA at number one, Bad Axe at number two. Average margin of victory for the Hatchets is at 7.4 in the black, and that would be the fourth best in the Greater Thumb Conference. The Hatchets' season started out hot, and as a result, they found themselves with a 6-0 record halfway through January. But then an overtime loss at Reese started a bit of a struggle for the Hatchets. They would win their next two win games against Lakers and Vassar, but then dropped four straight, which included three losses at home.
Clark, we're all trying to figure out what will wake up the sleeping giant Hatchets. I mean, they are a dangerous team, and they can break out at any time.
In the first match of this season, Bad Axe lost to USA in Bad Axe by just 1 point, 41-42. Now, John Mueller, let's take a look at the roster of the 10-6 Bad Axe Hatchets.
Well, as you mentioned, this is the second meeting, but we don't have Coach Krug tonight. He is going to be listening in probably on our station, and he's going to have his coaching staff take over for him because he's under the weather a little bit, and so we wish him a speedy recovery. But his Hatchets, they have found that scoring has tightened up a little bit down the stretch. Junior Jensen Emmerich and a